and we attended a workshop on peaceful resistance, nonviolent actions. Specifically, it was run by Cindy Spoon, and Ron Seifert came in from outside of Denton to work with her on the workshop. And basically, they trained us in techniques of passive resistance and questions of what to do when confronted by either oil field workers or by local police, and then what to do subsequently should an arrest occur involving that. So basically, our activities started prior to the fracking that was done in Far West Denton. And then subsequently, we participated in other workshops, trained other people in the same activities, and eventually it became necessary to go out to West Denton to the fracking site, and we started doing some resistance. I think Adam Briegel was one of the first ones that was arrested out at that site. And I think there were a total of about 11 people arrested at that site. That included my wife and myself. And I think at first the police were interacting with the protesters because we had a set schedule of going out there, a specific day of the week, specific time. The police would be out there waiting for us. They'd let us do our protest, and a certain parameters were understood about blocking roads and blocking driveways to the access to the frack site and that type of thing. But at some point, that was escalated somewhat. I think my wife, instead of our normal Friday, I believe it was, went out on a Wednesday and decided to be blocking the driveway to the frack site when the trucks arrived in the morning to start working. And so basically, those tactics were designed to just bring community attention to the fact that there was active fracking going out in West Denton. And hopefully it also brought attention to the community that there was a potential for fracking elsewhere. Like I think there's two or three sites within a half mile of us here. And of course there's a couple sites over on the university campus, some by Guyer High School. So areas that were, potentially going to be reworked at some point and could potentially have some adverse health effects to people in the community. So I think that my participation in the sit-ins that we did out in the West Denton were kind of the straw that broke the camel's back as far as the Denton police went. Because at that point, well, I had my mother with me. She was 93 at the time. And we went out. She sat in a rocking chair, and I chained myself to the gate of the frack site. And she's elderly and blind, so she was just, I don't even think she was charged. I think she was taken to the local police station and then released shortly after. But I was actually charged, and I had to post bond. And I think it was the Denton police kind of signaling that they were done with the kid gloves treatment, and that they were probably getting pushback from the operators of the fracking site to crack down and make it stop, because we were causing, some slight delays in their activities. It wasn't one of these all-out attempts to shut down a frack site, but it was mostly an attempt just to make sure that we were keeping in the in the newspaper on a fairly regular basis so that people would know what's going on. So it was really aimed more at the community than it was stopping the fracking. I think at that point it was a pretty done deal that it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that we had any illusions that we're going to do anything about stopping the activities.
Right.
So we made an attempt after that to reach out to other communities like Crum, for instance. We got together.